Guardian Unlimited.
It says that they now have 3,000 centrifuges installed, and they are feeding uranium gas into those centrifuges so they're up and working. Significance of that is if those 3,000 centrifuges were spinning full speed and working properly over the course of a year, they could produce enough weapons-grade uranium to make a bomb. And for the U.S., we know that is the red line that they've drawn down, past which they don't want Iran to go.
And what happens if Iran does pass these red lines?
You know, the U.S. is faced with a choice, whether to relax the red line, abandon it, and retreat to a red line further back, or to take action. And, you know, this is a tough choice facing the U.S. administration, but also be a choice that the Israeli government would probably be considering. At what point do you believe that there is some kind of point of no return in the Iranian nuclear program and take military action to set it back? It certainly raises the tension.
And what about Europe? What's Europe's reaction?
Well, Europe is on board largely with the U.S. in terms of seeking to keep the Iranian nuclear program under some kind of control. They have demanded the suspension of the uranium enrichment, along with the rest of the U.N. Security Council, and are pressing for sanctions if Iran continues to defy those Security Council resolutions.
And when will the UN Security Council's five permanent members and Germany make a decision on sanctions?
Well, they were going to meet on Monday. That meeting has apparently been pushed back, I hear, because the Chinese delegation said it wasn't able to attend. The Chinese and Russians are urgently trying to put pressure on Iran to come to some kind of compromise so that a third round of UN sanctions can be avoided, and so that the sort of drums of war can be put to one side.
And what's Iran's view of this IAEA report?
Well, Iran's view is that it is a complete vindication of Iran's position. Most of the report was about Iranian cooperation with some investigations that the IAEA is carrying out into the past nuclear activities. That was the main subject of the report. It just noted in passing that Iran had come to this important benchmark. But there were positive notes in the report about Iranian cooperation, although it pointed out it was far from perfect. But President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad seized on those positive notes to say, look, you see, we were right all along. Iran is cooperating.
Inside Washington, we know that the Vice President Dick Cheney's taking a very hawkish line on Iran. But what do U.S. generals think about the possibility of military action against Iran?
It's believed that most of the general staff believe that it would be a disaster in terms of its blowback on U.S. troops and U.S. interests in the Gulf, in Iraq, and around the world. They believe that Iran's capacity to wield asymmetric warfare against the U.S. could be devastating.
And there's more discussion of today's news every day from 12 noon on Newsdesk. That's Guardian Unlimited's daily news podcast at guardian.co.uk/podcasts.
Guardian Unlimited.